USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Family members of a blind man who died after being pinned down by Minneapolis police officers on Monday during an arrest says the four officers involved in his death should be charged with murder.
I don't understand how someone could possibly let an individual go out like that. He's yelling. He's telling the officer he can't breathe.
That's George Floyd's sister, Bridget Floyd, speaking with ABC's Good Morning America. Video of the incident just outside a Minneapolis deli showing the cops leaning on him for several minutes while Floyd repeatedly said he couldn't breathe. The four officers involved in the incident have been fired. Protesters last night were in the streets of Minneapolis, some of them clashing with police. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Authorities are continuing their search for a double murder suspect in 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia, urging that he turn himself in. Here's Connecticut State Police Lieutenant John Ayo.
Peter, we've talked to your family, we've talked to your friends and your roommates. All of them have said the same thing, that this behavior is out of the ordinary for you. We know this is not who you are.
Manfredonia, who they say has a history of mental illness, is wanted in connection with homicides in Willington and Derby, Connecticut. The FBI is now taking the lead in the investigation, which is currently focusing on the state of Pennsylvania. Weather permitting, in just a matter of hours, two American astronauts will be launched to the International Space Station from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade. They'll be inside a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule that NASA will send into orbit with a Falcon 9 rocket from Florida's Cape Canaveral. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The NHL now planning to resume its season, but will decide when games begin depending on coronavirus conditions, according to Commissioner Gary Bettman, who said the season will resume with an expanded 24-team tournament to decide the winner of the Stanley Cup. The games would take place in two hub cities, and fans would not be allowed to attend. Actor Richard Hurd has died. The veteran character actor, whose name may not be as recognizable as his face was, is widely remembered for the 11 Seinfeld episodes he appeared in as George Costanza's boss when George worked for the Yankees.
I wanted to get fired. George, you are looking at the new head scout of the New York Mets. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Come right out and meet the Mets.
Hurd, who appeared in several Star Trek TV series and dozens of other shows, was 87. Los Angeles is back open for business. Mayor Eric Garcetti saying that starting today, all retail businesses there can let people inside as long as they stay at 50% capacity and follow other COVID-19 safety guidelines. And Eminem is hosting a listening party today to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Marshall Mathers LP. The Detroit rapper says the event starts at 3 p.m. Eastern, and he'll be releasing merchandise in honor of the celebration. You can find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.